Eli Tomac, the champion, first guy in 7 years to win both indoors and out. And look, you needed that first moto win, you know, the 1 point.
Yeah.
And you used the lappers to do it. It was an old man strategy. It was something else, man. Good job. That was great to watch because I think you planned it like that. Well, maybe not to start. Once you get second, you planned it like that.
Once I was in second for Moto One, yes. I didn't like that Chase was in front of me, but he wasn't running away from me. So I'm like, all right, it's hot as all heck out here. I know, you know, we can't just go full crazy the whole time, right? And he's not going to run away from me. So once I saw him running the lappers, I'm like, okay, this is the time. To make a move, he got a little bit balled up, and then I knew I just had to. Yeah, you had to make a move here.
Yeah.
And straight up, the track was not great. It's like it's such a goat trail.
Yeah, I figured you would have had to make some contact to make it work.
Yeah,
to me,
it was.
Right.
It was all right. That's enough about the track.
Right.
But
I
knew it was. I was fortunate to make a pass on him because we're both so fast and there wasn't a whole lot of opportunity. I felt like outside of the fast line. So that was a huge deal to get around him and a huge deal for Moto One.
Yeah, he made the mistake and then that's, you know, you pounced a little bit. I felt like you were trying with some of those outside berms to make it work, but just nothing there.
Yeah. Just nothing there. And there wasn't enough to do anything. So basically, I waited for a mistake with him.
Now you beat Christian in the first moto by a lot, so I imagine there wasn't a lot of panic. But any panic in moto 2 when you're like 10th and okay?
Yep, I was panicked once I went through like turn 3 because my start was average, whatever. I was like 5th. I'm like, okay, this is fine.
Yep.
And then I was too conservative into 3, and I got passed by like 3 guys. And then I was looking for Chase. Saw him up there, and then I also saw Jason up there, and that's when I really got nervous. I'm like, uh-oh, Chase is in front of me. Chase is in the front. This is not a good scenario.
Yeah.
Because I knew Chase would run down to the front of the race, too.
And Jason could potentially.
And Jason could potentially run away with this thing. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Okay. Well, it's comforting, though, that even you get a little panicky.
No, I was panicking. I'm like, and I even thought of that scenario before the race. I'm like, of course we're in it.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I just stayed solid, did my thing, capitalized on his mistake, and made my way up to Jason, and he battled pretty hard for a minute, but once again, it was like he stalled it, and I spun around him.
Did you know that Chase was catching you a little bit?
Oh,
were you marking that?
Yeah. Okay. I was marking the whole moto. I had him on my radar, and I was even thinking like, what if he comes up and tries to like nuke me in a turn?
Yeah.
Like, at least I need to get to first. So if something does go down, I'm at least second. I was running all those things through my head, probably thinking too much.
Yeah, I was thinking to myself, you let him by, just go, but then you can't catch Jason. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Yep, and that was the scenario I was really afraid of.
Yeah.
And it almost played out that way. Was that scenario, right? Like, if I let him go by, but then what if he gets Jason and it was over, right?
I understand you were okay with the 5 minutes shorten motors?
I didn't really have any. I don't know if the riders had anything to do with it. I don't think they did.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, to be straight up, it was hot today, but I feel like the humid, like 98 degree races were even harder than this. So we probably could have made it, but I don't know why they made the decision. That's all I got to say. Yeah.
Congratulations! What a year! What a season! What an outdoor chase! Two rode amazing. Yeah. It was really cool to watch you two guys push each other like that.
Yeah, it was an awesome year that way. Chase is awesome. I mean, it was a great competitor, right? Yeah, man. The year as a whole was epic.
One more thing for you, and we know it bugs the shit out of you. MXDN got it. I mean. Looking good. Everybody's looking good. Like it seems like it should happen. But, yeah, I really hope you get it done, man, because I know it kills you.
I know. Yeah. I know. We need to get it done.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to get it done. And a lot of things have to go your way, though. You got to have a little bit of luck involved.
Yeah.
But we got a strong team. We're on the homeland. See how it goes.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks.